Good morning, I'm Mike Yoreta. Here are the top pandemic-related headlines this hour on AMC. The number of Filipinos worried about catching COVID-19 reaches a record high of 91% based on the latest survey by the social weather stations. 76% of the respondents say they're worried by a great deal, while 15% say they're somewhat worried, while only 9% of the respondents say that they're not worried at all about catching the virus. Looking at it geographically, those who worry the most are from the Visayas at 95%, followed by Mindanao at 94%, and Metro Manila at 91%. Meanwhile, the number of those who believe that the worst is yet to come also reached a new record high, rising from 57% to 60%. That SWS survey was conducted on 1,200 people from September 12th to the 16th, back when the country was experiencing a surge in infections, with cases reaching as high as 21,000 a day. A shorter curfew in the Philippine capital region took effect today from midnight, 12 midnight, until 4 a.m. The easing of the curfew hours comes ahead of the possible downgrading of Metro Manila's COVID alert from the current level 4. Interior Undersecretary Epimaco Dinsing says that the country's pandemic task force will hold a special meeting this morning to discuss this matter.
Ngayon sa pagdating sa alert level 3, yung mga crises natin na ipinagbabawal sa alert level 4, magbubukas na po yan. Ang magkakaroon ng capacity na at least 30% nitong mga crises na binabanggit natin, kagaya po ng meetings, conferences, and exhibitions na pinagbabawal sa alert level 4, pwede na ho tayo sa mga ganyang klaseng aktibidades up to 30% capacity. Restaurants na dine-in, pwede na rin po up to 30% capacity whether bakunado ka or hindi. Religious gatherings up to 30%, pwede na rin po whether vaccinated or not.
Health workers are, however, not in favor of loosening the restrictions just yet.
Doesn't mean that downtrend yung cases natin ay pwede na, no? Let's have again another 2 weeks, tingnan natin, no?
Pero pag sinek po natin yung mga hospitals, lalo na po yung private hospitals, bakit hindi po optimize ang kanilang paggamit ng mga kama? Ay kasi po right now talagang hirap na hirap ang mga private hospitals sa kanilang healthcare workers, lalo po ang mga nurses. Kahit ang daming kama na available, ay pag wala pong mag-aalaga ng mga nurses sa ating mga may sakit o mga COVID, ay yun po ang limitasyon. Tuloy-tuloy na maraming nakakaranas ang mga lahat po mga private hospitals ng tuloy-tuloy ng mga pag-file po ng resignation.
The IMF warns that global recovery from this pandemic is losing steam. The global lender trimmed its global growth forecast for 2021 slightly, from 6% to 5.9%. For 2022, their outlook remains unchanged at 4.9%. IMF warns that the modest headline revision masks large downgrades for some countries.
The global recovery continues, but the momentum has weakened, hobbled by the pandemic.
Pandemic outbreaks in critical links of global supply chains have resulted in longer than expected supply disruptions, feeding inflation in many countries. Overall, risks to economic prospects have increased, and policy trade-offs have become more complex. The outlook for low-income developing countries has taken a turn for the worse, due to worsening pandemic dynamics. The downgrade also reflects more difficult near-term prospects for the advanced economy group, in part due to supply disruptions.
The IMF also slashed its 2021 growth forecast for the United States from 7% last July to 6%, as the U.S. is seen to bear the brunt of these supply disruptions. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine fails to meet all of the criteria of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for a booster shot. Based on the study of the U.S. FDA scientists, while Moderna's jab does increase the number of protective antibodies, the difference in the antibody levels before and after a third dose is not substantial enough. Moderna is in the process of seeking authorization for a booster dose, half the strength of their given in two shots 4 weeks apart. That authorization is for adults ages 65 and over and for high-risk individuals, similar to the approval granted to Pfizer. Though the FDA typically follows the advice of their experts, they are not bound to do so. A panel of advisors for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet next week to discuss who can receive the boosters if the FDA authorizes them. Those were the top stories this hour. I'm Mikey Oreta. Please stay safe and keep it here on ANSI, the ABS-CBN News Channel.